It's that time of the week again, and time for another chat with Matt Ellison from imknowjamieoliver.com. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Wayne. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Now, you tell me that the kitchen's not quite complete.
Well, technically we're down to snags, but it's fully operational. I've cooked a couple meals in there. It's just minor snags, but I haven't released the photos yet, and I know you're waiting with bated breath, as a few other people.
Let me say to thousands of listeners, that's unacceptable. We want to see it soonest.
What you can see so far is you'll see that I've blogged a couple recipes that I've done in the kitchen. We did a beef, actually rump steak, which was served up with balsamic glazed mushrooms and some rocket, and then the pappardelle dish as well. So you'll be able to see my new countertops, but I'm waiting till it's just perfect to be able to release the actual photographs. But it is operational, and I'm really loving it. So I've got a big thank you to Rock on Wood for putting that together, and for Jack Atmore Construction and Emerald Fire, who came through. But if you remember last week, we actually spoke about Kelvin and Emerald Fire, and he wasn't able to make it because his wife was in labor.
Yes.
The funny thing is, he actually got a phone call for the listeners of the show who congratulated him on the birth of their baby, basically through the radio show. So he actually came through and installed the gas. So thanks to Kelvin and Chantal for coming through.
But they say, it never is 100% perfect. Does that mean it'll be years before the photo?
No, it won't be. The minor touches really are two of the utility cupboards have got glass fronts. The glass through circumstances had to be replaced. So at the moment they're open, which is why I want that done. And then we've got a beautiful bamboo counter which wasn't able to be seated yet because the guys were finishing off the painting, and obviously we didn't want paint on it. But it's just, that's what I'm saying, those are the last things that have got to be done. The snag, this was actually completed yesterday, and the kitchen is fully operational. But it's going to be worth the wait for the big reveal, so to speak. So, because obviously with the video blog, I'd like to just give a tour. And so if I go, here's where the tabletop's supposed to be, and there isn't a tabletop, it just doesn't have the same impact.
Excuses. Anyhow. Now tell me, what's your? You mentioned that you haven't been doing all the fish dishes, so you're going to have a week of fish coming up.
Yeah, there will be quite a week of fish. Well, I got the monkfish and spinach risotto up on the website, which you can see, which was an interesting combo. But I have a fish and bruschetta stew that I've got to cook through. Also, salmon fish cakes. I've done, which I've still got a blog, the salmon and couscous, which was fantastic, hands down one of the nicest fish dishes that I've done, which will be up on the blog. And then there's also salmon fish cakes, which I've got to do, if I'm not mistaken, as well as, I'm just trying to do this all from memory, and then there is another fish dish that I got to do. Oh, it's another risotto. It's a crab risotto. So technically not fish, but seafood would probably be.
Okay, let's get away from fish. How's the allotment garden going?
The allotment garden's going great, actually. I popped in there over the weekend. I'm trying to help, also be on the blog over the next day or two, Mildred and Tony, who I've mentioned before. I'm trying to encourage them to use their resources. So we'll actually be running on the 20th of November, not this coming Saturday, next Saturday, we'll be running a workshop, a basic one-day workshop from 9 until 2, for anyone who's interested in learning about growing vegetables organically. So it's a soil preparation course. And I'm trying to help them, start their own business, so to speak, and empower them. So it'll be 200 Rand a person, but they'll get notes, and there's a tea that's being served, and just the wealth of knowledge that they've got is fantastic. So if anyone's interested, they can find it on the blog. It'll be on the blog and get hold of me that way. But the classes will be limited to a handful of people. And
right.
So if you're interested in that kind of thing, please come along. But the details will be on the blog.
Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We'll chat again next week.
Great, we'll chat then. Thanks, Wayne.
And
take
your
care.
Kitchen better be finished.
It'll be finished. And there'll be photos. I promise
there'll
be evidence.
Good. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Take care. Bye.